In August of 2023, a small community in Maui called Lahaina was devastated by a wildfire. You all remember when that happened? It was less than a week after the fire when a family, I presume many of the families, but I heard about one family who was allowed to go back and to search through the wreckage after it all cooled off. And they found, of course, everything destroyed by the fire. But they were able to recover an urn holding the ashes of their eldest son, who had died years before. And you might find this strange. I certainly found it strange when I first heard the story. They expressed what a comfort it was to them to find those ashes among the ashes. A devastating fire, yes, death and despair, but also that family was able to find meaning and a token of their deep and abiding love for their son. What a strange day Ash Wednesday is. It is a day of reckoning with our mortality. And in light of that, reckoning with all the ways in which we fall short. That our time on earth is relatively brief, and yet we so often waste what time we have. We go off course all the time. And so today, of all days, at the start of Lent, we repent. We will confess tonight in a different order than we normally do on a Sunday. We will confess that we fail in love, neglect justice, and ignore God's truth. If only we could just do what was right and good all the time. And yet, it's complicated, isn't it? We are told to boldly witness to the love of God through Jesus Christ in our lives. As we sang this past Sunday, we are to let our little light shine. And so we wear ashes on our foreheads, an outward sign of an inward repentance. And at the same time, we just heard the deacon read from Matthew that we should not do as the hypocrites do when they mark their faces to show they are fasting. So be public about your faith, but also humble, praying in secret. We should be law-abiding, except, of course, when the laws contradict the commandments and guidance of God. We should all work hard, but make sure that you care for your own needs. Fast to draw closer to God, but more importantly, the fast that God chooses is to loose the bonds of injustice, to let the oppressed go free, to share your bread with the hungry, and bring the homeless poor into your house. It's all too confusing. It's all too much. Of course we can't do it all. Perhaps the invitation of Lent, and more specifically of the start of Lent on Ash Wednesday, is to pause, to take stock of your life, and the life of the world around you. Is all of your busyness purposeful? Is it God-guided? Is your faith a matter of going through the motions, or is it soul deep? This is a time to pause, repent, repair, reengage. Give yourself the time and space to consider what really matters. Whether that means you fast, or you commit to midweek worship, or Or you study scripture individually or in a small group, or you exercise to take that time to be closer to what God has created your body to be. Or you devote more time to hands-on service or intentional advocacy. Whatever it is that God calls you to in this season, may it be grounded in what really matters. Let it not be trite, as our going through the motions can so often be, but may that cross on your forehead carry the weight of your dearest desire to serve God and neighbor, even as it traces the invisible mark made on you at your baptism, sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever, reminding you of the promise that even in the midst of chaos and confusion, you are a beloved child of God. It might seem like a small and even depressing thing to find the ashes of a loved one among the ashes of what was your life. But for that family, it carried the weight of a whole life lived in too few years, and the hopes of what could have, should have been. Those ashes helped them remember it all. So also with this cross that you will receive tonight, we remember. We remember all that is good in our lives and in the world, and all that is wrong and in our lives and in the world, and all that we feel called to be and to do. Never forget what and who has made you. Never forget who has claimed you and shaped you. This Lent, refocus on who God is calling you to be. Every Monday and Thursday, most every Monday and Thursday, I leave the church and I say goodbye to Javier. And I usually say the same thing to him. If I forget to say it, he says it to me. And that is, vaya con Dios, which means go with God. Whether your days are filled with tears or laughter or both, whether your days are filled with quiet contemplation or urgent acts of service and love or both, may you go with God. Let God direct your days in peace and in love. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.